Hi, and welcome to the Flex Podcast. I'm Anna Martin, and I'm going to be chatting to you for the next few minutes on this. Actually, it's a Monday morning, so just easing myself in gradually with the work, as we do. But yes, today we're going to be talking about how to start doing stuff when you don't feel like it. And I know this because we all feel like it from time to time, that maybe we don't have like super high motivation, or we're not, you know, really like, you know, when you get to January and you start doing something, you're like, everything, I'm not drinking for a month, I'm not going out, everything's going to be great. January's brilliant. And then things start to kind of tail off because life happens. You start going out again, you know, work gets busier, everything, life gets busier. And we might get to a point where we're not fitting in what we thought we were going to fit in, or maybe we're looking to start something and we're just struggling a bit because we think we need to be perfect all the time. And that's the first thing that we kind of need to look at, is we need to change how we think about things, because we don't need to be perfect. That's not what life is. That's not how most of our lifestyles operate. We've all got loads to do, loads to balance. And it's a constant juggling act for most people. And especially if you've got like a job where you do, you know, kind of your 9 till 6 or whatever, and then maybe you've got family as well, and then you're trying to fit in everything around all of that and all your other commitments and so on, it's a lot to do. And so it can feel overwhelming to be like, actually, I in my family are going to change everything about how I eat, which obviously is going to impact other people. I'm also going to suddenly start training 5 times a week, and I'm going to do this. And for some people, that's great, because that works really well and they can just do it and get stuck in, and they want a massive life overhaul and they go for it. But for other people, probably most people, we don't have the kind of lives that we can suddenly change everything all in one go. So the first thing we need to do is to acknowledge that we don't need to be perfect. And also, I love this phrase, that you cannot become a professional tennis player without picking up a tennis racket. So the people that you look at that you think, oh my gosh, they're doing all these training, they fit in everything, they do all of this, they didn't just suddenly, or probably most likely, didn't just suddenly start doing all that. It didn't suddenly just become a habit because on a Monday they decided they were doing it. For some people that might happen, like if you have a massive health crisis, it can happen. So you suddenly find yourself very motivated to make a lot of changes because you've seen the flip side of it and you want to get on with it. So there's some rare cases where that does happen, but for most people, we kind of know we need to do something, but we're not actually feeling like super motivated to do it, so therefore we're not necessarily able to make those changes and push on with it. So first and foremost, acknowledge that we're not trying to suddenly do this life overhaul, or for most people anyway. Then we're going to start by putting in place these easy to change things. And when I say easy, I mean easy. Like it might be that maybe you're going to make sure that you've always got water on the go and you're going to hit your water intake. Maybe you want to make sure your sleep pattern's a bit better. Maybe you're just going to not drink alcohol Monday to Thursday. Maybe you're going to go for a walk on your lunch break or before work. And when I say a walk, I don't mean an hour. I mean just literally 10 minutes around the block or 15 minutes around the block or whatever it is. There's little things that we can do to start putting in these small changes that then over time become habits. When things become habits, they become easier to manage. Also, once we're doing something, and we can feel the benefits of that, and that's something we need to take time to do. So sometimes it's like, we're like, oh, I'm drinking water, but oh God, it's just not enough. I'm not also doing all my food. I'm not also training 5 times a week. I'm not also doing this. So what's the point in me bothering? Well, it's quite a big deal, because actually, even just getting a few more steps in, or even just making sure you're hitting your water intake, is going to have a massive effect on how you feel. So you might feel more energized, you might feel a bit proud of yourself that you got it done, your mindset starts to change and you start to think, well, actually, this isn't so bad, I've been doing this for 2 weeks and I'm starting to feel a lot better in myself and about myself and my ability to do things. So then once you feel that you're being a bit more successful, and maybe you're feeling, you know, very slight health benefits over time, then maybe then it's time to add in something else. And that thing might be that you're going to do a 15-minute workout twice a week, or that you're going to go to a class, or you're going to join the gym and go once on a Saturday morning. Whatever it is, it might be like, yeah, okay, it's time now. I can add in something else. I feel quite successful with the things that I'm doing. And then I'm going to continue with that. And I'm going to take a little minute when I've been doing it for a bit and acknowledge how well I'm doing to fit that in, how it's making me feel, probably more energetic, a bit stronger, whatever it might be. And then acknowledging that, feeling that success, can then help you maybe to add in more things. And we're not ever talking about getting to this perfect position of doing 100% the right amount of exercise all the time, 100% perfect nutrition, because most of us want a social life, and most of us, you know, also we're not training to be an athlete for most people. So realistically, if we can do things that make us feel better and help us achieve the health and fitness goals that we're after, then great. So any resistance training you do, for example, is going to reap benefits for your strength, for your muscle mass, for your bone density, for how you feel moving around, your mobility, your flexibility, all these kind of things. There's aches and pains that come because you're so still at your desk all day. Anything you do that's moving is going to help with that. And it's great. That's what we want to do, is to have these really cool, like, little moments where we take the time to be, actually, this small change that I made is making such a big difference to me. And it might be that I don't have time to add anything else in, but I am definitely going to keep this going. Anything that you do that is over zero is good. Anything that you do. So please don't be like, oh, I'm just, you know, I can't do the optimal amount, so I'm not going to do anything. The optimal amount is great. And don't get me wrong, we all want to strive to move as much as we can and kind of like look after ourselves and all those kind of things. But it isn't always possible to be the perfect version of what you know, what people need to do or what you think you might be able to fit in 3 months' time. Sometimes it's just enough to be doing something, and anything is better than zero, like anything. So even if you're thinking, okay, I'm going to go to my one Zumba class a week, like, yes, I beg of you to do some resistance training, as you know, like, I can't talk about how beneficial it is for women to be doing that as well. But if where it starts is with your Zumba class once a week, that is great. If you can get into a habit of doing your Zumba class, your club size class, your boot camp, whatever it is that floats your boat, maybe you're going for a run. If you can get into the habit of doing that, then you're going to see that, one, you found the time to do it, two, you are capable of continuing to do something, and then that increases how successful you feel and how successful you may feel at the next thing, and also increases what you think you're truly capable of. These are really important things, because for the most part, we tend to be a little bit down on ourselves, so we can be a bit like, oh, do you know what? I'm just not very good at doing any of this stuff. I just can't seem to stick to anything. You know, I'm just rubbish because I couldn't fit it all in. And that's not true. And because everyone has a different life, like, even if you compare yourself to a friend who has, like, kids the same age or same kind of job, same kind of schedule, how they live and their requirements on their time are going to be very different from you. And so that means that you are different people. And that's completely cool. We need to make sure that we're working around our own lives and what works for us, how things are. So, to summarise, just get started with something little and easy. It can be one thing, can be a couple, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Just be like, these are the two or three things that I'm going to start with and that I'm going to really hope help to make me feel fresher, more energetic, and then that opens up doors to what might come next. So I will wrap things up, because that is my little soundbite for the day. Hopefully it's been helpful, and do reach out if you need any help with anything. But honestly, my key message would just be, get moving a bit, try and look after your diet a little bit in some way. And that can even be like, normally at lunchtime, I skip my breakfast, I skip a snack. I'm so starving by lunchtime that I end up getting two meals from McDonald's. Actually, what would be a real big bonus if you could eat a piece of fruit in the morning, right? So that would be one step. So one load of nutrients that your body's getting. Also, I'm not slating McDonald's, because actually there are worse things. in the world that we can do to ourselves. McDonald's is fine if we, you know, also eat other great things around it, like nutritious foods, and we make sure that we're looking after our body in many other ways. But let's just be a bit realistic about where our start point is versus where our next step is. If you're currently skipping all your meals and then eating because you think it's better for you, and then eating like two giant takeaways in the evening, probably just be better for you. Just take some lunch to work. That's one great start, right? Just to make some lunch. Make sure there's some veggies in it. Make sure there's some fruit with you, whatever it might be. Don't beat yourself up because your start point is different from your mates, from the person down the road. So let's go. It doesn't matter if you're about to go on holiday in 3 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're about to have 2 weeks off work. All these things don't matter because you don't have to have a life overhaul. You can literally go on holiday to an all-inclusive and all you have to think is, I'm going to eat whatever I want because I'm on holiday, but I am going to make sure I'm hydrated during this time. Or I am going to just put a bit of fruit with my breakfast. These are the things. When we're not looking at being perfect, we can suddenly start to look after ourselves in many different places. And I'm definitely not telling you to go on your holiday on some graphic diet, but we can still look after our insides and make sure that we can go to the toilet and make sure that we don't have a stinking hangover every day by drinking some water in between the wines that we're having. Like, there's so many things we can do to try to balance things without having to be like this industrial athletic ninja all the time. Okay, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it, and I'm really enjoying chatting to you. So, yay, I hope this is helpful. See you soon.